Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ravens lose 27-22. We documented the fact that the offense bad in the red zone. That two-minute drill at the end of the game. Officiating played a role in this. But how much did coaching play a role in this loss? For me, they don't seem prepared at times, and that is on coaching. So how much do you lay on the feet or at the feet of John Harbaugh and his staff?
A lot. I don't know about a percentage, but they're a team that's needed to fight for its season for a while, and they've managed to beat teams and string together wins against a bunch of teams that are worse than them. But when it's been sort of required of them to really kind of hold serve with a team that's got a chance to go to the playoffs and do some damage or maybe just go to the playoffs, they've been second best. And they've been second best generally from the start. They haven't started these games with conviction, offense, defense, special teams. They've never got all three phases going in the same game. And I know that's a difficult standard in today's NFL. And we could pick apart every team and say, well, they've got this, but not that. But like you at least usually see it for moments in time. And that hasn't happened. They've been unable to figure out short yardage and goal to go. And it's with the same basic people they had last year. Now, are some of them just a year older and not as good or whatever? Yeah. Is the quarterback beat up? Yeah. But like, look, we gave them a lot of credit as a coaching staff when you had so many people have career years under them on both sides of the ball in recent years. It's not happening. Kyle Hamilton got paid. We all love Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton's not defensive player of the year finalist. Kyle Hamilton, definitely not an all pro for me and wouldn't be going to the Pro Bowl. I know Herb Street put him in the Hall of Fame the other night. Yeah. But like,
not this year. He's not a Pro Bowl or all pro this year. He's been an all-pro in the past.
I'm talking about this. Yeah, we're talking about who's gotten better, who's ascending, who is taking the leap.
Yeah.
I don't see any of that happening. I mean, even the whole thing of getting Hamilton back in the box. Like, I mean, no, like, it's not like that was rocket science.
And where was he Sunday, yesterday?
But I also think it's the most overrated roster in modern recent NFL history. Well, so I think you need to be cognizant of, again, you tell me the blue chip players.
Two things can be true, right? Eric DaCosta did not have a good offseason at all. And the question that we've been asking throughout this year, who's better year over year in this roster? And the coaching staff has to wear that. And if you just look back at these past couple of games and go to Thanksgiving, they weren't ready to play. And offensively, you scored 14 points against a defense that, hey,
It's been a failure.
Bills just put
it's
up 39.
It's on the path to be the worst in NFL history the time you faced
Bills just put up 39 after they just had a game of their season against you in Baltimore. I know one of those scores was a pick six. And then the Steelers, they look like they were dead. It was over. Everyone is calling them out. They were the more prepared team. They looked like the better team in Baltimore when you were coming off extra days. John Harbaugh is going to be in Canton one day. He is going to be a Ring of Honor guy when he's done. But if they flame out...
All good things, Bone, come to an end.
If they flame out and go 1-3, at some point you got to ask the question, like, can you keep doing this?
Well, and look, part of the reason I went crazy week one was because the schedule is tougher and the roster's not as good as they wanted you to believe. And when you give one away like that, you're in trouble. And how did they give that one away? The defense was an abject failure in the fourth quarter again. They decided Zach Orr was good enough. Zach Orr is not, you were in Super Bowl at bus mode. You should have never gone that inexperienced. And then you get rid of guys who were a little bit cancerous, but you keep him and you try to prop him up with Pagano. And we all applaud the effort, but there was a lot of evidence saying maybe it should have just been Pagano and by Zach, you know, like whatever. And so I bring that all up now because if they miss, they're probably going to miss by a game. And yeah, they finally started beating bad teams eventually. But like, even the Chiefs are not special.
Chiefs have the same record as the Ravens.
Like, and they emasculated your defense at a time when they weren't emasculating anybody home or road, and they haven't emasculated many people since.
No.
Like, so all that mattered, and that's on Harbs because it's his staff, and they had to go fix their defense again in the middle of the season. But guess what? You lost a lot of winnable games in the interim that you really need now. And you can't get them back.
You know what else is on the coaching? That 2-minute drill at the end of the game.
Yeah.
First of all, getting that penalty on the punt when you could have the ball near midfield, instead you're at the 26. Then you get a hold. You had 156 and a timeout.
Yeah.
And you should have started near midfield in a 5-point game. Instead, you're at the 26, and there's no sense of urgency out there at all.
Checkdowns.
They literally, there was less than a minute
left. Drop it off underneath.
And they're at the 35-yard line still.
I know this obviously goes beyond just the 2025 season, but if you look at this recent run against the Steelers, and we know it's been very one-sided in the Steelers' favor, Ravens are 3-9 in their last 12 games against the Steelers. They've outgained the Steelers in 8 of those 12 games.
I think it's
kind of
telling.
They find new and fun ways to lose.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's telling.
Yeah. And look, you want to fire the coach? Fire. Okay, that's fine. I'd be fascinated to see if they let this guy pick a coach, who he picks. I'd also be fascinated to see, are they really going to go cash over cap to try to maximize Lamar's age 30, 31, 32 seasons before he hits the wall? Because, like, if they don't, ain't nothing going to change. Like, if they don't build a team from the inside out,
the pressure's on the cost.
Nothing's going to change. They need to rebuild their offensive and defensive
Correct.
Line.
Correct. He's got a lot to do.
And you think he's the one to do it?
He's going to be given the opportunity.
He's going to be given the opportunity.
Oh, it wouldn't be for me.
Yeah. Coming up next, Northern Exposure, and we'll hear from the winners. Head coach Mike Tomlin, quarterback Aaron Rodgers. They speak after the Steelers' 27-22 win over the Ravens. You hear from them next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.